Welcome to the One Life Community Church podcast. We're glad you're here. Due to technical difficulties, a portion of this podcast is unavailable. Please enjoy the second half of Go and Tell by Logan Draper.
Watched him die, but some doubted. Jesus knew that doubt was present at the top of that mountain. He doesn't address it. I think Jesus knows that doubt's present a lot. I think that he has continuously made a way for us to find freedom and for us to be led. So if you're sitting in this room today and there's doubt in you, I encourage you to just continue to move forward. Jesus can handle your questions and your doubt. He can handle your anger. He took every sin on in a moment so that we would have an opportunity to be free. They're sitting with Jesus, who they just saw die, and there was doubt. As your marriage falls apart, as you struggle with addiction or pain, you feel like you're the worst, and that doubt creeps in, Jesus can handle it. Not only can he handle it, but he paid for it. Jesus goes on to give these guys the commission that we're going to live our life by, the commission that One Life is built on. To go out and not only just baptize and tell the truth, but to actually teach and to show people what it looks like to follow Jesus in everyday life. So we know that the mission is to make disciples, really make disciples who make disciples. But what's a disciple? I would define a disciple as someone who is learning to increasingly submit every area of their life to the power and the lordship of Jesus. There's some important words in there. Someone who is learning, right? It's a process to increasingly, every day, learn more and more how to submit different areas of our life, whether it be finances, our marriage, our anxiety. Learning to increasingly submit every single area of our life to the lordship and the power of Jesus. So these disciples did as they walked with him in everyday life. They started to follow him, and I'm sure chaos happened. I'm sure there were moments of doubt, but they got to see more and more of Jesus' life, and they submitted more and more. I'm sure you have areas of your life that you know right now that you should trust Jesus more. But I'm sure there's some areas in your life that you don't know, that you're blind to, that you don't see, and I believe that's where life on life and life in community comes in. I mean, to be clear, we don't believe that community or having a great mentor is going to save you. We believe that's reserved solely for Jesus. We just believe that community ushers us in to realize our need for Jesus, and it puts Jesus in his right place as Lord and Savior, learning to increasingly submit every single area of our life. That's why discipleship is a lifelong process. I thought I had it figured out at 18. I feel like from 18 till now, all I've done is try to unlearn these rules and regulations and learn to increasingly submit these areas of my life to Jesus. Life will serve you up pain. Life will serve you up doubt. I can imagine what those 3 days were like for the disciples, this guy they'd submitted to. And I know that he'd even told them what he was going to do, but the fear, the angst, their lives were on the line. But they trusted and they submitted. To kind of wrap this up, this right here is, I think, an area that we heavily miss. And this is some of the best news. Jesus says at the end of this, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus said that it was better that he goes so the Spirit could come, the Helper. We have access to the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that rose Jesus from the grave, that same Spirit that performed the miracles, that had the disciples at the top of the mountain with Jesus alive, lives and breathes in every single one of us that are followers of Jesus. We believe that when you're baptized and made new and you begin to start this process of discipleship, increasingly submitting these areas of your life, we believe the Holy Spirit comes in and begins to do a work in you and through you. God used everyday people in everyday life to reach everyday people in everyday life. What we desire is to start a movement in our city. We've got a lot of amazing guys that have come over from Shepherd, and we want to empower you and instill you to go wherever you're going and to be a Spirit-led disciple maker. But community at times is incredibly messy, and it feels like a disaster. We are fighting to find ways to get people into deep, deep community, but the reality is it takes somebody taking effort, taking a step, being willing to get vulnerable and uncomfortable. Life on life, life in community, life on mission. That's who we are, that's what we want to be. But it's all centered around Jesus. If Jesus didn't make himself accessible and visible, then there's no way that we could do this life on life thing. If he didn't create what community looks like, if he didn't go before us, how could we ever enter a room and get along? How could we ever enter a room and have the desire to press the people around you to know Jesus more? And there's absolutely no way that we could live on mission if the Spirit wasn't with us. Following Jesus is a beautiful mess, as we are. If you're sitting here today and you're wrestling with either doubt or fear, my encouragement to you today is just set. Trust that the Spirit of God is near. He's in the room today, and I believe there's people in this room that are increasingly submitting areas of their life right now. These are people in this room that want community, and if you're looking for community, we're working through this. Ryan, Chase, myself, Josh, we'll be down front afterward. If you want to talk about DBS, any kind of communities, how to get more involved in serving here, how to take the next step and get a little uncomfortable, please come down. Next week, after the gathering, we're doing a thing called Origins. If this is your place, if you want to be a part of this community, please be at Origins. Go online and sign up. Origins is like our new members class. It's a way for you to hear our story, a way for us to hear your story, and to help find a way to get you plugged into the community. God poured his gifts out on his people. And every single person in this room and everybody in this community is a puzzle piece that when we come together, we make a bigger and more beautiful and a better representation of Jesus. We want to build that puzzle here. We want our community, our city to be changed. And the only way to do that is it starts with an individual, with us, increasingly submitting our lives to Jesus and being willing to give up our time, energy, and money to go after the people in our lives. If every single person in this room committed to this and began to do it, and every year we invested in somebody else who then invested in somebody else, the movement begins. The chaos begins. We begin to see love. We're the people that ignite love and joy and peace and freedom. We are in a time where we are called to be divided. Every outlet, every person, there is a side to everything. Don't get it confused. It's not just the media. This is a human issue. Racism still exists. Absolutely. We are still people divided, and we are to be people to reconcile that, to come in and believe that Jesus and the Holy Spirit can change a person's life in a city, in a culture. We live in a time where hate is celebrated as long as you're right. If you look at Jesus' life, at no point did he celebrate that. Family, our desire is to increasingly submit our lives to know Jesus. When it comes to community, there's a good opportunity that we could fail you. I've been in a missional family for 5-6 years. We've had people come in and have lives changed. We've had people leave because of decisions. But the honest truth and reality is that a community built on the person and work of Jesus, which is what we believe we're building here, takes a lot of work. It takes a trust in the Spirit that's leading us. But it takes us believing that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. Band's going to come up and I'm going to pray, but this doesn't stop here. We want to have conversations. There's going to be some people down front that are going to be here to pray with you while they're singing. We'll stick around afterward. We want to create space for people to ask questions and process doubt. We want to create space for you to get involved in community. We want to create space for you to learn to be a disciple who's a disciple maker, but it's going to take effort on both sides. So I am calling you and urging you to take a step today. That step may be meeting Jesus for the first time. That step may be saying, I want to be in a DBS or I want to be in community. I want to serve. For us, serving isn't just about cleaning the floors and the toilets and getting everything in here set up. Serving is an opportunity for us to begin to use our gifts to learn. To learn how to serve in community. We are a church that's learning. We have tried to be as transparent and authentic as possible. But we believe that Jesus is the head of this, and Ronnie has constantly said that for the whole time. We will trust the Spirit, we will lead in the Spirit, and we are asking you to join us in that. Whatever it looks like and takes, whether it be, hey, I'm going to commit to being in Origins, and just so you know, I checked, there is no Cowboy game until 3 either week. If you're not a Cowboy fan, you will be soon. You can be in Origins. We'll record it for you, your game. We want you to do this, and we know that the world's going to offer distractions and pains and reasons that you shouldn't do this. I've got some friends that are going through chaos right now in their family. And I see Jesus and how they handle the situation and how they constantly pursue truth. And that truth for them is just loving the people around them. I don't know where you are today, but I encourage you. This discipleship process is about taking a step, and I want to see you take a step. And if we're not the place for you, we aren't weirded out by that. We'll help you find that place. Jesus is big, and this story is massive. Jesus was brutally murdered and rose again. We serve a king who defeated death. We serve a king who defeated sin and gave us an opportunity to be free, and you have that freedom extended today, and you have the ability to live in it. Don't let anybody tell you whether you're 19, 16, or 57. Jesus is doing something in you, and you have power, resurrection power. Pray with me. God, we thank you for freedom. God, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you that Jesus not only came and lived amongst us to show us how to live life, but that he was brutally murdered so that we could be free. We thank you that Jesus rose again, that he defeated death, God, so that we could be back in your presence. God, I pray that your Spirit would lead us this morning, God, that your Spirit would lead us to know you, to trust you. God, I thank you for one life. I thank you for the people in this room today. God, I thank you for the people who have constantly pursued you. God, I thank you for the people who have failed in our midst and have been transparent. I thank you for the people who are hurting this morning. God, that you are the healer of that. God, your presence is felt, and we know you're here, and we love you, and we thank you for that. God, give us the ability to take the next step. Give us a place to be. God, and allow us to trust you. We love you. We thank you for Jesus.